A thousandth day and the destruction of Yemen goes on. It seems there is no end to the state terrorism of Saudi Arabia, which, emboldened by its ties to the super terrorist United States, continues to bomb Yemen to bits. But when there is retaliation from the defenders, Riyadh cries and tries to act innocent, as if the Yemenis have committed a crime. Stay with us for a viewpoint column that appeared in Iran's English-language daily Kehan International on Thursday, December 21st, written by analyst S. Nawabzadeh, entitled "A Thousandth Day and the Destruction of Yemen Goes On." It is now more than 1,000 days that Yemen continues to be bombed, burned, and bludgeoned beyond recognition by Saudi Arabia and its comrades in crimes with state-of-the-art U.S. weapons, resulting in the killing so far of over 15,000 civilians in addition to the destruction of the infrastructure, while epidemics and famine loom large, but neither the UN is interested in reigning in the state terrorism of Riyadh, nor a word is spoken against Wahhabi vandalism by the self-styled advocates of human rights. In contrast, whenever the battered, beleaguered, and brutalized defenders of their devastated homeland retaliate with a missile at Riyadh, Jeddah, or Abu Dhabi, all pandemonium breaks loose as if the Ansarullah movement had committed a grave crime. At the same time, accusation fingers fly in specified directions, especially at the Islamic Republic of Iran, without a shred of evidence of providing missile technology to the totally besieged people of Yemen. How could Iran or any other country provide weapons when all routes are blocked to Yemen, and even relief aid, including medicines, cannot be rushed to a nation in the grips of famine and epidemic? Are we living in a mad and bizarre world, or are rogues ruling the roost at the world body? Kehan said, if the UN was a truly representative organization of world nations, super terrorist US would have been kicked out of its corridors long ago. The fact is, it is not. As a result, the free world, particularly the independent countries and popular anti-terrorist movements, refusing to bow to Washington's rascality, become the target of all sorts of verbal attacks and are threatened with Security Council resolutions, while there's no blame on those wantonly killing more and more people with the most lethal weapons supplied by the Americans. According to data released by independent committees abroad monitoring the horrific war in Yemen, there have been more than 16,000 Saudi airstrikes since 21st of March 2015 with absolutely devastating effect on civilians, but there's no talk at the UN against the barbarity of Riyadh or the weapons supplied by Washington, let alone resolutions condemning their crimes against humanity. This diabolical attitude bears a striking similarity to the blind eye tuned towards Saudi Arabia when its takfiri hordes were destroying the cradles of civilization in Syria and Iraq, but the moment the legal governments of the two countries, along with popular mobilization forces, and with the timely help provided by the Islamic Republic on request, weeded out the macabre terrorists, the hypocrites calling the shots at the power centers in the West, began to rail against Iran and Lebanon's legendary anti-terrorist movement, the Hezbollah. It is indeed the height of hypocrisy, said Kehan International, pointing out that when the U.S. envoy at the UN, Nimrata Randhawa, who currently goes by the name of Nikki Haley, resorts to theatrics with some fragments of a supposed missile by her side and tries to stir up emotions among the naive and unsuspecting of the magnitude of destruction such a missile would have inflicted on, say, New York or any big American city. She says the damage and death toll would have been catastrophic if the missile had reached its target. Double standards, indeed, when the fact of the matter is that Saudi bombardment has destroyed the cities of Sana'a, Taiz, Hodeidah, and Sa'da, taking a heavy toll of civilians. Aren't there any human beings in the bombed Yemeni cities? It seems that, as per Haley's knowledge, the people of Yemen are sheep to be slaughtered and Riyadh is doing the right thing in massacring them. Kehan International said, "What an immorally shameless woman. In her unexplained animosity towards Iran and the freedom-loving movements in the Muslim world, she sullies her Punjabi Indian background by uttering the most preposterous lies in a bid to please her master in the White House, unconcerned about the organized massacre of the innocents in Yemen and the sufferings of the millions of hungry mouths in that war-ravaged country, whose defenders, it seems, have no right to use weapons in defense and retaliate against the destroyers of their homeland." The Daily noted that on December 19th, to mark the 1,000th day of the unwanted war, the Yemeni defenders, who possess a well-stocked arsenal of ballistic missiles accumulated by the recently killed former President Ali Abdullah Saleh from both the Eastern and Western powers during the 34 years he was at the helm of affairs, fired one at the Yamama Palace in Riyadh as a sequel to the November 4th missile that penetrated through U.S. Patriot defenses to strike military installations at Riyadh International Airport. We have no information still whether Tuesday's missile landed on or near the said palace, where the Saudi cabinet was to discuss and announce the coming fiscal year's budget. There's news blackout of possible casualties, except for scanty reports of a thundering noise and thick smoke, allegedly due to its interception in midair by several Patriot missiles, as claimed earlier in the November 4th missile attack, which was later admitted to be a perfect hit penetrating the expensive American-supplied Saudi defenses. Whatever the consequences, the patience of the Yemenis is running thin in the face of unabated bombardment and the rapidly deteriorating situation of the hungry and displaced masses. With the UN and the big powers reluctant to end Saudi Arabia's crimes, there seems no other choice for the Yemenis but to target the nerve centers of Riyadh and its accomplices, as they have warned, so that war and devastation do not drag on past the third year.